grace and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Good morning, everyone. And we extend a very warm welcome to any visitors who are with us this morning and hope that very soon you'll feel at home amongst us. You may have noticed that the setup's a wee bit different this morning. It's really because this is a family service where we acknowledge some of the children in the Holiday Club. We'll be moving on to the next stage of the club, and there will be prizes presented later on in the service. If you're finding it difficult to see, you might want to shift your seat. If not, that's fine. Whatever's best for yourself. Lindsay's not with us this morning, but she's sent along her twin sister, whose name is Henrietta. I was told to say this, all will be revealed later in the service. But of course, our main aspiration today is to worship God and to seek the face of our Lord Jesus, whatever age we are as we're gathered here. So let's now worship God together as we sing the first of our hymns, Lord, the light of your love is shining. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have provided for us in your Son Jesus of a light that shines in the midst of the darkness. A light that the darkness will never overcome. A light that enables us to see the face of God in Jesus. A light that enables us to walk in ways that are pleasing to our God. A light that helps us to understand your ways with us and to live in faith with your ways. And so we come to you today as a worshiping people across many age and experience and faith ranges. We're all seeking to know more of the light of life in our lives, so that as we go forward into an unknown future, we might be sure of the presence of our loving God, and that we might have more faith in his ways with us. So bless each one of us as we are gathered here today, and enable us to leave this place with the light shining within us that bit stronger, so that we can be more faithful witnesses in our homes, in our community, and in the nation. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, boys and girls, it's good to see you with us this morning. Have you ever heard older folk, maybe in your family, talking about their memory? And how sometimes they forget things. I mean, it's not just old folk that forget things. I mean, hands up if you've never ever forgotten anything. I mean, you're very helpful to me sometimes, Murdo, but am I expected to believe that you never ever forget anything? Your mother's making faces in the row in front of you. Right. We all forget things, you know, but sometimes when you get a wee bit older, you forget more. And I must admit, I forgot something very, very important about this week that's coming. And it wasn't until I bought my Saturday newspaper that it suddenly dawned on me that something really important was going to happen this week. Because along with my paper, there was a wee booklet. And on the front of it said, World Cup 2018. I forgot that the World Cup was going to be happening this coming Thursday. But anyway, I'm grateful for this wee book, because it tells you about all the games, when they're happening. It gives you all the groups, all the teams that are in each group. And it also gives you information about the players. And every single team has got a star player, somebody who is really going to turn it on this coming World Cup. So that was great to get that reminder that the World Cup was happening. But what I would like you to know, and it's something that I will never ever forget, I didn't always just watch football, you know. I used to actually play football. And in some quarters it was regarded I was maybe just that wee bit above average, you know. And it's not that long ago that I, it's my wife that's making faces now. Anyway, it's not that long ago I was still playing five-a-sides with some of the lads in the church, and maybe that will happen again. Well, maybe not me, but maybe some of the other guys will be playing. And you know, I always noticed something whenever we were playing five-a-sides. If there was a big football tournament on, right? Like the European Championship or the World Cup. Whenever the guys came to play five-a-sides, they were running faster. They were trying more tricks. Their goal celebrations were outrageous. And you sort of think to yourself, what's going on here? Well, it's because we're all watching the World Cup. We're all watching the European Championship. And that is the way that these players are behaving. They're doing really fancy things and they're so quick in the ball. And when they score a goal, they go absolutely mental. So, what was happening was that we were seeing the best in the world and we were trying to be like them. And very often when you see the best in the world, it rubs off on you. So that you want to be like these guys, even when you're 35 years of age. You've still got that thing at the back of your mind that somebody's going to see you and they're going to say, there'll be the representative from one of the great teams and they're going to say, this man is the answer to all my problems. Right, so. But it's when you're watching the best, you want to be the best. The best rubs off on you. And you see, that's why we come to church. And that's why we're delighted that you're coming to Sunday Club. Because we talk a lot about Jesus. And it's because he was the best person who ever lived. He was the Son of God. And when we learn about him, we're not just gathering information about him. We're trying to be like him. Because Jesus said the important thing is to listen to him and then to put his teaching into practice. Not just to gather the information, but to be like Jesus. And that's why we come to church. That's why we come to Sunday Club. It's so that we're close to the best and that we can go forward in our lives like him. And that's why it's so good that you folks are in the Sunday Club and that you're going forward now, some of you, into a different department in the Sunday Club. And we'll be praying for you that you get to know Jesus better and that you're able to be an even better follower of him than you are now. So I'm going to ask Mrs. McLean, where is she? Janice is coming forward now and she'll be in charge of the rest of the proceedings. Are you all wired up, Janice? But you're not.
Now.
You are
yeah.
Now, right.
Right. Wait till I get myself tucked back in. There we go. I'm okay, right. I know this looks like the Gettysburg Address, but I can promise you it's just the bullet points. So, I know when we leave church on a Sunday morning, quite a lot of you won't know exactly what goes on in the departments that we go out to, the Sunday Club and the Bible class. So it's just really a wee kind of synopsis of the things that we've done over the year. We're really proud to say that the Junior Sunday Club has doubled in numbers over the course of the year, which has been fantastic. They started with 4, they've now got 8. So that's excellent. Junior Sunday Club, they very much focus on play. The children, they hide things around the room when they go in that are related to the story that they're going to be having. And the children look for the things and have great fun finding them. So, I mean, over the years they've done things like they've had a doctor set, which has, when they were doing a story about Jesus healing, and they found out what floated and what sank. And for illustrating the storm, Jesus calming the storm. And building towers. Anybody? What would that be about? Sorry? No, but it would have been a really good illustration for that. Joshua, can you tell me?
Building up that
The Building of Babel, fantastic. Well done. Well seen you moving up, son. yes, so when they looked at the Tower of Babel, or Babel, or however you want to say it, and they sorted the animals in two by two, no need to go to where that one was leading. They like hearing the stories. They like using the iPad and watching the animations that represent the, for the stories as they learn. At that age, they're like little sponges, as you all know. So we hope that they're going forward with a good basic knowledge of what goes on in the Bible. I've got two sheets about the Senior Sunday Club. In the Senior Sunday Club, they start the year obviously always with the harvest competition. So they draw cards for the harvest competition, and ultimately they have one that wins, or a couple that wins, and they go out with the flowers and the food and everything else that's collected in at harvest. So that's good fun for the young people. And as it says, here's a variety of artwork can be produced. So lots of smiley drawings of God's gifts of harvest and food. So four winners were chosen, and their cards were printed up and given to the people and the housebound members of St Paul's. The Senior Sunday Club, they use a Scripture Union. The material for their format of their lessons, which always looks really fun. I'm always, when I'm taking the Bible class through the large hall, and I can see them looking longingly at these tables of crafts and things like that, wishing they could stay. So lots of crafts are done, and this year they've looked at what exactly is Lent, and they do drama, and they had some games with the parachute. They also looked at the quite a lot of the Old Testament prophets. I believe that on one occasion when they were looking at Elijah, they had talking about the crows bringing him bread and meat, and one young person decided that that would be great, and Elijah would be really happy because he could have burgers. So they also had the Bible class and the Senior Sunday Club came together at Christmas, for just after Christmas, for breakfast, which was really nice for the ages all to be together. And the Bible class, it's always a wee bit more serious, I'm afraid. So it started with a visit to Teen Ranch, which isn't serious at all. And not long after that, we had the Tear Fund lunch, and which was very successful, and the young people were amazing in how they helped with that. It's always very good for young adults, young people and young adults, the age of the Bible class, to focus on what they're doing for other people. It kind of makes them understand what's going on in the Bible a lot better. We went on from that, Killenborough Rice, we sold that with your help, 90 kilos of it. We had breakfast that morning at 10 o'clock in the morning of a veggie curry, which went down wonderfully. So we went through, we studied the I Am statements of Jesus, and we had some interesting conversations about these and you know, where they came from. We did the boring bits of the Bible. So we studied the law, and we studied, we had bits out of Numbers and out of Leviticus and things like that. And I must admit, that was a struggle. We won't be doing that again. No, but it was quite interesting. So, and we've gone on, and we did a whole kind of area of how the apostles coped once Jesus had been crucified, and you know, Thomas with his doubting, and Peter with his denial, and then his threefold question from Jesus about love, and then we finished with Pentecost, and an apt place to finish before the summer, as we all go out there, and as Christians, it is our duty to take the word of the Lord out to our local community and the wider nation. And I hope that we have managed to give the Bible class some of the skills to let them do that. I just want to finish off by thanking the staff of all the areas of the young people's ministry this morning, because you have been absolutely fantastic and a huge support to me and to the young people. And I'm sure the young people have come along a long way in the last year with your support. Thank you.
Move on to the presentation.
We move on and we'll do the Junior Sunday Club first, I think, and we'll start with the people who are moving up to the Senior Sunday Club. And Sheila, you're going to come out, I believe. So we have these four. So we have Emily Torsolano. Is that right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. And Joshua Bates.
There you go.
And who have we got? Yeah. And we've got little gifts for a couple who are here this morning that aren't moving anywhere, but we're looking forward to keeping them. They're going into primary one, apparently. So we've got Alison and Norman, who we'll bring up together since they're twins.
All right. There you go. What one do you think's yours? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's
right. Thank you, Sean. Right, and now we'll go on to my most exciting part, because it means that I get new people. So we're going from the Senior Sunday Club up to the Bible class. So these are young people who have, they're going into first year. The Senior Sunday Club primary sevens have the choice of when they want to move up. This particular group decided they wanted to wait till they all went into first year. So this is absolutely fine. Aidan Stark, is he with us?
Aidan.
BB, of course, he's quite hot, so he is.
That's
and Jessica Coya.
Yeah, that's a cool Bible. There you go.
Okay, Julie Wallace.
Okay,
yeah. And Andrew McDougall. We had a wee problem with your certificate, son. It's en route.
It's all right. It's in a post.
Thank you. Right, we have one young person who is moving on to the next chapter of their life. Because of work commitments, she's not been with us terribly often at the Bible class this year, but that's... We have always had her in our hearts and prayers. Is a very special young woman who has had a few years of very difficult times, of very difficult health problems, and she's coped with it all admirably. She lost her grandpa fairly recently as well, which she also coped head on with and was a support to her family. And everything else. And I mean, I'm really proud to say that, I mean, she has come through Girls Brigade from day one. She is still with the Girls Brigade. I'm assuming moving on now, but maybe they'll get a leader somewhere out of her. She is also moving on to do nursing, specifically children's nursing. Now, for someone who has spent time in hospitals and has gone through the experiences that she has, I can't think of anyone better who could go on to take that role. So, Sophie, could you come out? We've got a...
There you go, Sophie. God bless. Thank you.
<Okay. laughs>
That's us.
Yep.
And that's us.
That's us, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Janice, for all your work. And again, you mentioned the staff. We're so grateful for all the work that goes into the Christian education of our young people, and it extends beyond this, of course, folks, with Sun Kids and other activities that go on all in the spare time of our leaders. So we're so grateful for that. Now, we're going to sing a song now, which I'm sure you all know, but I'm going to ask Henrietta to introduce it to us this morning.
Lindsay has taught me this overnight, and I know the girls in the Girls Brigade know Shine from the inside out, so the whole world can see Jesus lives in me. Does anyone want to come out the front and do the actions with me? Come on then. If you stay this side, that'd be great. Come on, Emily, that's good. Excellent. You three stand up here. Is that all I'm getting, just three? Okay. You stand up. Excellent. On you go. There we are. So before we come to listen to God's word that's going to be read today by Sophie Wallace, we're going to sing our prayer of understanding, which is, "You are the vine and we are the branches," and we'll sing this song sitting down.
first reading is from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 to 11, page 4 in the Pew Bible. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up. For the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of the Havilah, where there is gold. The second reading is from the New Testament, Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 22, and then verses 38 to 39, page 1135 in the Pew Bible. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the Son of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. And now verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. May the God bless to us these readings of his holy word. We will now sing hymn 341, Blessed They Are, the Poor in Spirit.
boys and girls, how are you? Are you good? Well, my name's Henrietta, but you can call me Henry. Now, Lindsay told me you're a really nice bunch and you'll talk to me, is that right? Yeah. Well, she has got some very important worship business to be doing today. Fergus has sent her off to a different church, so she's invited me to come and tell you about the holiday club. It's called Waste Watchers. Now, we're going to hear a little bit more about that later on. But first of all, I have some photographs to show you. Now, I'm going to show you a photograph of a baby. Cute. He's cute, isn't he? Now, I wonder if anyone could guess who that baby is. Well, let's have another look. Let's have a look at another picture of him slightly older. Ah, can you see that photograph at the back? Yeah, this is the same baby, a little bit older. And if you want to see the slides, you come into the body of the kirk, as they say, and then you'll see everything that's going to be on the screen. We've got a few things that are going to be on the screen because we've got the screen up today because we're talking about the holiday club. So we've got the same wee boy, maybe about two. Shall we see him again, a little bit older? Oh, and he's got a dog now as well. This is nice, isn't it? So he's getting older. So he's starting to transform and change from a baby into a young boy. So has anyone guessed who it might be? Fergus. Does anyone have any other opinions about that? Are we all thinking it's Fergus? Really? Okay, let's see the next one. Ah, yay! That's quite a transformation, isn't it? That's quite a transformation. And just to let you see, he does finally grow into his hair. We've got another one. There we are. So there were photographs of Fergus, our minister, from a baby right up to... How old are you there, Fergus? Yeah. 35. Right. So that's quite a transformation. So when we grow from babies to adults, that's one way that we transform and change. So when we become an adult, we get bigger. We maybe get a little bit heavier. We get a bit taller. Maybe a wee bit heavier. And our brains grow and we become more knowledgeable about the world round about us. And also we know that Fergus is a Christian, so he knows about Jesus. So when we get older, we also grow in our understanding of about who Jesus is to us. And when we know Jesus that little bit more, then we start to know the kind of things that he wants us to be interested in. He wants us to care for one another, to care for other people. But he also wants us to care for our planet. So I'm going to talk to you about another kind of transformation. So does anyone watch any of the David Attenborough programs called Blue Planet? Put your hand up if you saw Blue Planet. Yeah? And anyone see the program where he was talking about the effects of plastic on the ocean life? Yeah, it was pretty horrible to watch, wasn't it? Because David Attenborough showed how plastic was affecting the ocean wildlife. It was showing how birds and fish got tangled in plastic netting, and also how some dolphins have lost their life because they've swallowed plastic bags. So it was pretty upsetting to watch. But David Attenborough was saying that we all have a responsibility to look after our planet that God's given us. And we can all do our little bit to improve the environment. And I know as a church we have given up using plastic single-use cups. So at tea and coffee now we no longer use the plastic cups. We use paper cups, but we're going to then move on to china cups because that's more environmentally friendly. And I know also in some restaurants now that you're not allowed the plastic straws. When you go into restaurants, what are you giving instead of a plastic straw now? Has anyone been in a restaurant? Samuel? You've got a paper biodegradable straw. So we've all got a responsibility to think about how we can look after our planet. Now, I've got a short video I'm going to show you. And let me just get, yes, here it is. So a video is going to come on the screen. Don't worry if you can't hear it, because the sound's not that important. I just want you to look at the pictures and read the subtitles. Now, the video is showing a group of people in India who had discovered that when on their beach, there was always washed up flip-flops, plastic flip-flops. So people had gone to the beach and they had left their footwear, they'd left their flip-flops. And they thought, well, what can we do with flip-flops? How could we recycle flip-flops? Do you want to say something? Did they make what?
Like creation.
Yes! Wait until you see what they've done. So, Chris is going to play the video of what this team in India did with some flip-flops.
Last year we recycled over 500,000 flip-flops. We are making something which is so good. My name is Francis Mutua. I'm a flip-flop artist. My heart will save the world. More than 3 billion people in the world wear flip-flops. They end up and they go into our oceans. Flip-flops are brought to our shores by the tides of the Indian Ocean. We collect the flip-flops, saving life in the sea. We first wash them, do the coffee, do some sanding to smooth the edge. In one day, we can make 6 to 8 handles. Over 900 Kenyans are supported by employment and collection of flip-flops. So it's manual, not machine. It's something in BC. I love my work. I'm proud.
So wasn't that amazing? They've created these beautiful artworks out of rubbish. So out of rubbish, they've transformed something quite beautiful. And in the process, they've given people that are out of work a job. Now, I wonder if anyone's got any ideas of, or maybe have come across things that have been recycled into something different. Has anyone got any examples of something that they've seen that started off life as something else and has been transformed into something different? Has anyone got an example of that? Have you got one, Emily? Ah, so you've taken a bottle and you've made it into a rocket. That's fantastic. That is one kind of transformation. Samuel was reminding me this morning that the innocent smoothies on the cartons always tell you what that carton could then be transformed into if you recycled it. Have you got something? Daddy got something.
Yeah, he wants me to, I made a big flower tub out of leftover wood when we had our extension.
Oh, so out of leftover wood from an extension, a flower tub was made. So that is a great example of transformation out of rubbish. Now, I have told you that does anyone know why I'm dressed like this? Do anyone know why Henrietta's come like this? I've got some props. Well, Samuel.
Just to say before I start, I know Samuel and Jim is clone.
Oh, you're Jim. All right, Samuel is now Jim for the day. Okay. So all the Brennans have a new role today, just to confuse you all. That's fine. So Samuel's going to be Jim. So I am a park keeper, and I've come to tell you about our holiday club. Now, before I tell you about my park, I visited a park in Rutherglen the other day, and it's called, let me remind myself of it, Cunnagar Loop Woodland Park, and it's in Rutherglen, and it used to be a waste ground, so it used to just be a dumping ground for people to put all their rubbish, and it wasn't a very attractive place to be. There was concrete, and there was just rubbish, and tyres, and dump cars, and trolleys, and it wasn't a place that children could play in. But someone decided that this space was quite a good space and it could be transformed into something beautiful. And now that is an amazing woodland park where there's bike tracks, there is wall climbing, you can climb stones, and all the swings and the slides are all made from recycled wood. So that is another example of something that was not very beautiful and not very helpful to anyone, but it's been transformed into something beautiful. So that leads me nicely into our holiday club. Now, We are running a holiday club in church, and it's all about transformation. How God can transform us and how he can help us to transform his world into something wonderful and beautiful. And it is called Waste Watchers. Now, I'll say it again, Waste Watchers, not Weight Watchers. Okay, so if you're interested in losing weight, don't come to my club. It's Waste Watchers. It's all about transformation. And we're going to be running this on Monday the 6th to Friday the 10th of August. Now, the problem with my park, so I'm a park keeper and I've got a park. Now, the problem with my park, Emily, is my park is pristine. My grass is so lovely and green, and I even paint each blade of grass. And I don't let any boys and girls come into my park. It's not very nice, isn't it? But I want to keep my park so nice and perfect, I don't let anybody come in. But one day I come along to work and someone has dumped rubbish in my park, and there's tyres and there's bikes and there's paper and there's wrappers. And it makes me very upset. And I'm a very upset park keeper. But what I need is a group of young people, a group of children to come and help me transform my park, not only into a park that nobody can come into, but into a park that people want to come and visit. So who fancies coming to help me transform my park into something beautiful? If you're going to help me, shout, yes, I'll help you.
Yes.
Yes, excellent. So good. So at Waste Watchers, over the whole week, we're going to be doing some transformations, and we're going to be creating my park into something beautiful. So that's wonderful. Right, now, there's a reason why we're talking about transformation. Because we heard Sophie talking, reading from the Bible in the book of Genesis. And in the book of Genesis, it talks about how God created the world. And he created it to be good. So when God created the world, it wasn't spoilt and it wasn't damaged and it wasn't misused. It was perfect, and it wasn't full of rubbish. But God gave people a choice whether to obey him. He told them not to eat the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden. And that fruit, they did what they were told not to do. They ate the fruit, and they chose to disobey God. And this spoiled their relationship with God and the beauty of the world that they lived in. And from then on, people have needed someone to change them. And this transformation, we know, can only come through Jesus. Jesus died on the cross to make us complete and whole with God. And that's what our Waste Watchers is going to be all about. How not only can Jesus transform our own hearts, but how when we know Jesus, we want to transform the world into a more beautiful place, not only in how we look after our planet, but also how we are with one another. So we are going to learn in a few minutes the Waste Watchers theme tune, but before that, Samuel Brennan's going to come up and share a prayer with us. Come up, Samuel. Oh, Jim, sorry, Jim. Jim Brennan is coming up.
Let us pray. Father God, you created the world that we live in, and you called it good. You created the oceans, rivers, and lakes. You created the birds in the sky, and the fish of the sea, and all the animals. And you created people, all different and special to you. Father God, we thank you for your creation. Today we say sorry for all the ways we caused have contributed to pollute and misuse your wonderful planet. Help us to think more about rubbish and the ways we can make a difference. Father God, we also remember that Jesus, that we too can be transformed by Jesus. and that we thank you that our lives are much better when Jesus is our light. In his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. So, we're going to sing our Waste Watchers theme tune. Now, I can assure you by the end of August, we'll all be singing this. And it'll be so much fun. Now, because it's a very new song, and because, like Lindsay, Henrietta doesn't have a great singing voice, she's invited Stephen to come out, and he's going to sing the song through once for us, with Derek playing it. And then after we've heard Stephen sing it, we'll all stand up and we'll sing it together. I just need to give Stephen my microphone.
I'll be doing the actions in the chorus. Oh, Jim, Jim's brother, wherever your name is, could you come out?
When you're coming. What a load of rubbish. 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 What a load of rubbish in the world can be found. We need to find someone to turn it around. The one we call Jesus, the one we can know. Waste Watchers ready to go. He turns the nothing to something, the water to wine, the darkness of life to a light that will shine, the sadness of death to a joy that is mine. Waste Watchers ready to go. What a load of rubbish in the world can be found. We need to find someone to turn it around. The one we call Jesus, the one we can know. Waste Watchers ready to go. He turns the nothing to something, the water to wine, the darkness of night to a light that will shine, the sadness of death to a joy that is mine. Waste Watchers ready to go.
That together. Any of the children want to come out the front to do the actions? Emily, you want to come out? Chloe, excellent.
What a load of rubbish in the world can be found. We need to find someone to turn it around. The one we call Jesus, the one we can know. Waste Watchers ready to go. He turns the nothing to something, the water to wine, the darkness of night to a light that will shine, the sadness of death to a joy that is mine. Waste Watchers ready to go. What a load of rubbish in the world can be found. We need to find someone to turn it around. The one we call Jesus, the one we can know. Waste Watchers ready to go. He turns the nothing to something, the water to wine, the darkness of night to a light that will shine, the sadness of death to a joy that is mine. Waste Watchers ready to go.
We'll continue in our worship now by uplifting the offering.
Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your many blessings, for those gifts that come to us from your hand day by day. And we bring these, our offerings, as an expression of our thanksgiving. Father, receive them and bless them and use them, that others also may have reason to be thankful to you. And gracious Father, we ask for your blessing to be upon all our children. And we pray, gracious Father, that you will be with them, for they are precious to you. Lord, may they also be precious even to us. May we remember them in our prayers. May we be willing in showing to them the beauty of Jesus. Heavenly Father, protect them in a dangerous world. Protect their minds and defend their hearts. Gracious Father, pour into them the graces of your Holy Spirit, that they may grow to know you and to love you, that they may grow into the very likeness of Christ. And gracious Father, be with us through this coming week. In all things may we know that you are with us. In days of light, may we praise you. In times of darkness, may we trust you. And when opportunity comes, may we speak for you. And gracious Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Before we sing our final hymn, friends, there's one or two announcements to share with you. The annual Flower Festival was held in Mulgay yesterday in St Andrew's Episcopal Church, and it raised the sum of £543.97, and that will be going to Water Aid. A really good effort, and Henrietta has yet more to say to you this morning.
So you've heard a little bit about our holiday club that's running from the August the 6th to August the 10th. What I'm looking for is volunteers. We've already got, we only started advertising for the club just at the beginning of this week, and we've already got 20 to 30 children keen to come along. So I'm really keen if you could drop me an email if you're interested in helping in any way, shape or form with the running of the club. A lot of the things are going to be behind the scenes, gathering the materials and the props before the week actually happens. So if you think you can help me in any way, could you send me an email, and my email's on your order of service today. Also, not next week, but the week after, on the 24th of June, straight after the service, we're going to have our first planning meeting for the holiday club. So if you feel you can help in any way, and it doesn't have to be for the full week, as I say, it could be the things before the club happens, if you could come along to that meeting. And could I ask, we're already starting to collect for the crafts that will be done during the club. If you have wine corks, could you collect them? I need them, and also yoghurt pots and plastic bottles. So if you could, if you're keen on recycling, could you bring them into the church? I'm going to have a box in the foyer, and we'll collect the rubbish that we need. Okay, thank you.
Now let's sing together, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small. Now may you go in peace to love and to serve the Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore.